Back in the old days, we used to do over 1,000 calves a week, a couple of thousand. You know, that's on Anna Creek there. We branded 10, 12,000 a year down there, and everyone would have been Bronco branding.
After more than 40 years in the saddle, David Hunter knows a thing or two about Bronco branding. And his riding and roping skills are being put to the test again here at Oodna Dadda in the South Australian outback. Hello, I'm Courtney Fowler. Oodna Dadda is hosting its 33rd annual Bronco Branding Weekend, and hundreds of competitors have made the long drive north to test their skills.
We've kept it going because of tradition. It's almost been phased right out.
Bronco branding was the traditional way calves were branded in the old days, when cattle yards were few and far between on large pastoral stations. Catchers like David Hunter would rope a calf from the mob. The animal would then be pulled to the ground and branded. Modern mustering techniques with helicopters and motorbikes have largely seen the old ways die out. But competitions like this one are keeping the skills alive.
What makes a good Bronco brander?
I think if you've got good sight and good weight, the weight is a lot of it. You can throw the full length of the rope, 30 feet.
Yeah. You said you thought you'd be a bit, couldn't keep up.
Yeah,
but you have. Yeah. I mean, there's a few old fellas here. Not that you're old, sir.
No, I'm not.
You think that's awesome, that everyone comes together and rides together, male, female, young and old. Like, it's a fabulous tradition that brings people together.
It is, yeah. If we keep it alive, you know, as you saw today, females, males, young, old, it's doing a job, what we're doing here.
Do you see, do you have a bit of, a lot of hope for the future that the young guys coming through will keep the sport alive?
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah, hopefully. We seem to get quite a few of the young ones, you know, male, female.
Yeah. Bronco branding is traditionally a male-dominated sport, but a few women have put their hands up to compete at Oodna Dadda this weekend.
I'm Laurie Greenfield and I'm from Villicolina Station between Kippurpedi and Roxby Downs. I've been coming to Bronco branding since I was fairly little with my family, and Dad was always catching, and I thought I might as well give it a go this time. So, yeah, that's how I got into it.
So what is it you love about the sport?
Just the fun of it, and it's all good teamwork and sportsmanship, and everyone gets around you, and yeah, it's pretty cool when you get to catch a calf. Like, that was my first time ever throwing a rope off a horse, and I got my three, so I was pretty happy.
That was the first time you've ever done that?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever done that.
And you did that so quickly. Did you not come? You came fourth, did you not?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got a time, so I was pretty happy. Yeah.
So, I mean, you've obviously been around horses for a while, but I mean, to do so well on your first ride, I mean, do you think it's a bit of, you know, skill and intuition?
Oh, I don't know, but yeah, I've been riding since I was really little, so the riding bit's not the scary bit, it's the throwing the rope and trying to catch the calf is the hard bit.
And the ladies out here seem to get a lot of support for getting out there and having a go. I mean, what's it like being one of the few women in the sport?
Oh, it's all right. You get kind of used to it. There's not very many of us around here, so anyone who gives it a go, it's really good, yeah.
It's not just stock men and women who enjoy the sport of Bronco branding. James Raylan, otherwise known as Rags, is an oyster farmer and shearer from South Australia's west coast. He grew up around horses and he enjoys being involved in the sport.
Well, when I was a young fella, I rode a lot of show jumpers and eventing horses. And if you ride a horse, this is very horsey as well, so it just follows on.
And what attracted you particularly to the Bronco branding? Because it is quite different to camp drafting and rodeo.
I think once you get horses in your blood, it's in your blood forever. And no matter what competition you're competing in, it's always a pleasure to be part of the day.
Do you think that there'll be a few more years in this event for you to come?
Yeah, this is one of the things, Bronco branding, if you're the catcher, that you can actually go on, you can do it for quite a while. There's a lot of other older blokes than me here that that do very well, and they've been born and bred in it. You can go on and be a catcher for quite a while if you've got a good horse.